I just want you to know that I'm sorry.
What's up, everyone? Bitches.
So listen, this episode, we're just going to fucking wing it.
We're just talking.
Do it. It's life. Before we start this, I'm Jess.
I'm Val.
And I'm Liz.
Hello.
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 We're fucking around, man. We're just asking questions.
I'm not fucking around either.
You said we're fucking around
unless it's you and the people inside your head.
Or her and her five fingers. Or
I don't even... Five fingers. That's... I don't get fisted.
Five finger death punch, baby.
No, exactly. No, absolutely not. No. What's the Freddy Five Finger Freddy? What?
Five Nights at Freddy?
Five Nights at Freddy.
Five Fingers and Freddy?
Five Fingers and Freddy.
I think she's mixing Five Nights at Freddy. Or Five
Nights... Finger... And Freddy Got Finger. Freddy,
yes. We all know what we're trying to say here, but you know. Fuck me, man.
I don't fist myself.
So I have a question.
Yeah, what?
If time is money, is being late theft?
If time is money...
Uh-huh.
Is being late... No, you're robbing your...
No, you're robbing...
Yes, it is. Because you're robbing yourself of money.
Yeah.
That's fucking clever.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. I was just... You know.
Is it robbing? Do you think it's robbing?
Yeah. Yourself and everybody else.
Why would it be robbing someone else, though? Wouldn't you be saving someone else?
No, because if they wasted their time waiting on you... And you're late, time is money. So you're robbing them too.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Tis the circle of life.
Tis the circle. Welcome to my life.
Well, going off that, is being delusional just manifesting with confidence?
Say it one more time.
Is being delusional just manifesting with confidence?
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
What are we delusional about exactly?
Oh,
it depends on the delusion.
Yeah. How much time do we have to talk today?
As long as we need.
The list could go on and on of the things we're delusional about.
My brain just stopped because I'm sitting here going like, what are the things that I want in life? They're not really delusional. But then again, you know what's delusional? My thought of, my perception of people's intention. Move on.
Okay. If two vegans are fighting, is it still considered beef?
No, it's tofu like kung fu.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
If your pet could talk... Would you want to know what it's seen? Like, would you want to ask it what it's seen?
Wait, what?
If your pet could talk. If your pet could talk. Would you want to know what it's seen for the day?
Oh, seen for the day. I was just confused because I felt like you were trying to say sane and then said seen. So I was like, what?
No. I would like to know, like, Marty, what did you see?
And I feel like Marty would tell you to fuck off.
I hung out in the house. I sat under the bed all day long. I chirped at some birds that went past. I meant, what do you want me to say to you?
I just want her to talk.
Yeah.
I want to know what's on her mind.
I do.
That's just like hashtag single life living. Like, alone.
I just want my cat to talk to me.
I do. I just want to know. She fucking comes up and attacks me.
And is talking to your pet in a baby voice.
Ew.
Is that love or madness?
That's fucking madness. That's disgusting. Don't ever.
It's a Marty party. For the party, ready?
No, absolutely not.
What do you mean?
It's love. It's love in Valerie's language.
I love my babies.
Okay, so I have one. If you drop the soap on the floor,
drop them out. Let me see if it's any.
Is the floor clean or is the soap dirty?
Soap is dirty.
Wow, that was really quick answer.
The soap is fucking dirty.
It absolutely is dirty.
Is it?
Yeah, because here's my thing. Like, when you leave the soap, like, after you wash your body and you put the soap on the soap dish, do just take that soap immediately off the soap dish the next time you take a shower the next day and just put it on your body? Or do you rinse it first?
Are we talking like a bar of soap?
Yes. A bar of soap.
Okay, so here's my problem with the bar of soap. Have you ever tried to put a dry bar of soap and expected it to lather on your skin? So are you putting it underwater because you're trying to create a lather and not rubbing a dry bar of soap across your skin? Or are you doing it because you think the soap's dirty?
When it comes out of the package dry, it is clean already.
Okay, but then when you go... Oh, wait, hold up. Do you not wet it?
Of course you wet it.
Okay. So when you wash your body with it, right, you're saying now the soap's dirty.
No. No. What she's saying is if it, like, you rinse it off before because you're putting it, because all the bacteria that's in the bathroom, because yes, you can clean your bathroom like a fucking maniac, but there's still dirt and grime and yes. everything that builds up on your walls and your shelves and everything in there. So she's saying you have to rinse it off and give it a little layer of soap off right. before you put it on your body.
When it comes, so you do that every time you, like, every time you take a shower, you wash your soap?
Yep.
You don't just get it wet?
No.
Well, I don't use bar soap.
So. I mean, I don't either, so.
I do on my face. I use the Dove. And when I put it on the soap dish and I go to wash my face, I lather my soap in the water and I do this, wash off my hands, rinse the soap, and then I use that second one to wash my face because it's been sitting on that soap dish all day.
Huh. The more you know. Because I meant when I have used bar soap, like if I take off the soap dish, like, yeah, like I will lather it in my hands. But to me, soap's clean in my hand now. And I set the bar of soap down that's lathered on the fucking thing. And then I'll scrub with it.
Yes, you know what I mean? But then, like, once you take microbiology.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I get that. I understand that.
But yeah, and I'm just...
I mean, cool. I was just curious.
Yeah.
You just run through the soap quicker.
Yeah.
You do, I guess. Just
make me a little more OCD now, I guess. I don't know.
It's like when you leave your toothbrush and you're not supposed to leave it near your toilet because
yeah.
the particles fly up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I get that.
That's why I got that thing on my mirror. It sits in a home.
It sits in a home.
It does. It's like a little sanitizer thing. Have you seen those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, my toothbrush is nowhere near my toilet because toilet's in a different room with the door closed.
Yes, this is very true.
So
well, I don't know. Not all of us have that luxury, man.
Exactly. No, I get that. Excuse us.
I get that. I got a private shitter.
Okay? You actually do have a private shitter.
You really fucking do.
I mean, for everybody but me, but yes.
Mm. Yeah. Your door stays open.
It does. That's the problem.
Oh, well.
I have a door, but the door ends up being knocked over like by kids. Like, excuse me, you're shitting. I don't care. Can we talk?
Or not only that, when you're sitting there and Eric is laying in bed looking shut at you, are the most beautiful thing I've you're ever like, seen.
Taking a shit. Thank you. Thank you for that. The confidence boost is out of 10.
Oh my God.
Okay. So if you get out of the shower clean, why does your towel get dirty?
I mean, I use the same towel.
Yeah, I do too. No, I get the, it gets, okay. So let me reframe this question. Because I know, like, for my children, they have a really bad habit of using a towel once and being like, oh, it's dirty, and immediately throwing it back into the fucking laundry. And I'm like, bro, if you cleaned your body well, you should be able to hang that towel up and let it air dry and be able to use it at least 2 or 3 times. That's just my personal opinion. Maybe I'm wrong.
My dad, John, I vividly remember this because this is a conversation when I was young because I used to do the same thing. So I was probably like 8 or 9 years old and I used to always just take a shower, put the towel in the hamper every time. And I remember him telling me the same thing. He goes, you just wash your body. The towel's, I still think about that to this day. The towel's clean.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, I didn't think of it that way. Well, I guess so.
I mean, I get like as the water like stays on the towel and it dries and stays on the towel and dries like multiple moldy. Times. Yeah, it gets moldy and gets like that like smell.
But like once or twice, right. Like 3 times of stretching it, you know?
Yeah. I use my towel normally 3 times.
Yeah. But like you don't use it like for a whole week. Right.
Not my house. Nope.
That's if
negatory.
You know why you have to do it that way though? Because the kids only use it once and then you're stuck with only one towel until they're clean. So.
I mean, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you sit on a love seat if you're not in love?
Yeah. Yeah, sure can.
Like, that's a sofa.
I'm in love with myself.
Yeah.
I can't sit on a love seat because I ain't in love. I'm just kidding. I'm sitting on the love seat.
But hold on. What if you're looking at it this way?
Yeah.
What if you have to sit on the love seat to fall in love?
I'm going to sit on the sofa.
Fuck that love seat.
Hashtag trauma. Yeah, right.
Like, legit. No, fuck that. If two mind readers are reading each other's minds at the same time, whose thought really is it?
I have no fucking idea. Like,
Absolutely not.
No, really. Like, if I'm reading your mind and you're reading mine, whose thought are we reading?
Would there be any thought? Because we're trying to listen to read to someone else's thought. So would it just be silence?
No.
That would be the most chatter. Boring conversation.
What are you thinking?
I don't know what
it is. Meanwhile, at the same time, you're hearing, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Like an echo.
Yeah, no, that'd be just weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I honestly, truly don't know the answer to that one.
If you clean a vacuum cleaner, are you the vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, you are. You are 100% the vacuum cleaner.
Is I'm a lot to handle a warning or a compliment?
It's a warning. That's 100% a warning. She's like, I feel like called out right now because I know I've said that multiple times. It's a warning. And I don't mean that offensively to you. I'm just saying in a general stance, I feel like that's a warning. If you're saying I'm a lot to handle, you're coming with a fuck ton. You're coming with like a U-Haul, like the 26-foot U-Haul of baggage. I'm a lot to handle. And so is this big fucking trailer coming with me.
And I'm not talking about that ass.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, or are we taking I still have a lot of healing to do as a red flag or someone being honest?
I think in most situations, a lot of people take that as a red flag. Just being honest, but it's truly a red flag. It's a red flag that you don't need this right now, because if someone says, I'm still in my healing era and I'm not ready for this, that should be your sign to stay the fuck away until they're ready. And if they are ready at that point and you're still available and they want to come at you, then do that. But until then, you know, nay. At this point, you know, I'm like,
speaking of healing, can you claim hot girl healing if you're still checking his socials every day?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, because you listen, here's my thing. I'm a big advocate on you can be both.
Can you?
Yes. Yes, because I'm telling Why? You. Okay, for one fucking instance, checking the socials is me being nosy, but I still don't give a fuck.
Admitting is the first step.
Okay, but that's false. Because if you didn't give a fuck, you wouldn't be searching.
But it okay.
That's more than just nosy.
Okay. Let me back up. It doesn't bother me. I'm not sad. I'm not annoyed. I'm curious.
Longing. Yearning.
Where am I yearning?
In your pants.
Not at all. You're laughing, but I'm totally fucking serious.
I'm laughing.
Here's my thing, okay? And I'm being dead fucking serious about this. Ghosting someone right in the middle of just like peacing out of like literally the last text message is we have 5 months until we can burn the world down with our chemistry, and then all of a sudden a week and a half later you're just like peace out.
Peace be with you.
I'm curious at this you. Point. I'm curious.
You know, curiosity has nothing- killed the cat, so
good thing I'm good thing my pussy's rock solid.
Wow, okay.
Just in case anybody was wondering,
it's got 9 lives still.
Oh fuck.
Oh my god. I'm just saying, I just don't like I'm curious. I'm still listen, I've come a long way and I could say a lot of things and I'm not going to say a lot of things. I'm speaking my piece. Like, you can still be healing or healed and still be curious.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. However,
the question was daily.
Right.
Okay, so maybe daily is not healing.
Yeah, daily is not healing. If you're doing it like every blue moon, like you're just like curious to see what someone's right. up to, that's one thing. But it's right. another when you're like, obsessively searching someone's social media daily, then yeah, that's...
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
Okay. So then do people ever truly change, or just are they better at pretending they're healed?
I think people can change.
Wow.
I am.
This conversation is in 3D in two different ways.
Yeah, I don't think people could change at all.
False. Well, because are you the same person that you were 5 years ago?
I'm a little hood rat still, yeah, absolutely.
Are you the same person you were 5 years ago?
Yes, I just make better choices.
Yeah.
Are you not changing? Are you not evolving?
Sure, there are things that change about me, but have I changed? Can something trip me to pull me back to a certain way? Sure. Yeah, 100%. I don't think anybody can truly, fully, 100% change something without a lot of really hard work, a lot of dedication, and a lot of time of working towards something, right? Like, prime example, okay? I hate to use this, but I'm gonna use this as an example, right? Someone that's in recovery, okay?
Yeah.
They're in recovery, right? Mm. Because they can always go back.
They can relapse.
Okay, but what about those people who actually went to recovery and then stayed recovered?
Yeah, and they will stay in recovery for the rest of their life.
Did they not change?
Well, yeah, they stopped making a choice.
Is that not changing?
One choice doesn't define you changing as a person for your whole being.
Are you the same person you were 10 years ago?
Yes. I think I've just matured. So even though, yes, there's parts of me that have learned lessons and I make better choices, I still feel... like I'm still at the core me. I just learned how to handle a lot of things differently and allowed to start setting boundaries, but at the core of who I am, my being is still the same.
I still treat people the same, talk to people the same way.
Totally get that. When I'm with you. I agree with that. But I also feel like I feel like that encompasses the word change though.
I mean, I guess you're right. Like, it can. I mean, yes, people, I think there's, I guess it depends on the incidents, I guess.
There's aspects they can change about themselves.
Right, yeah. But you're still at the core. I think you're still the same person.
Yes, yes, I totally agree with that. But
you
can
change your stripes. You just can't change the tiger.
No, for sure. But I also feel like I think that it's a, listen, if I'm in my 50s and I sit there and say, I never changed, I would take that as myself as a disservice. Absolutely. I hope I changed.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's where I'm coming. Like, of course, like at your core, you still stay who you are. You keep your morals, your values. But I hope you change.
Yeah. I think, like I said, I think you can change your choices and your actions. And I think there's a certain part of you that changes. But I think as a whole, as a being, you don't change. You are still the same person.
I get that.
You just have lessons.
I get that.
I guess that's where I was coming from. Not that, like, I don't believe that someone can change their choice of what they're doing or their actions or how they're being as a person. I feel that someone can change that aspect of them, but at their core being, I think that they're still the same person. They're just growing.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah.
That's where it would come down to for me.
Me too.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
What?
This is, I don't know, so much a debate or a question really, but I really believe that when you go to the doctor's office, right? I feel like we should, after we're done, if we did a good job, we should get stickers and lollipops too.
You know what? Fucking A right, man.
Right?
Oh, no.
Like a treasure box that we get a pick out of.
I no word of a motherfucking lie. The last patient that I had today in MRI, he was talking about, I should get a gold sticker for doing all this. And I have stickers in Nuke Med for my patients. I do.
And you didn't give him a sticker?
And I told him I'd give him a sticker at the end of it, and I totally fucking forgot. I totally fucking forgot.
You're such an asshole.
Oh, I can't believe
fucking dare you.
He was a grown man. He was so funny, too.
You should literally, like, tomorrow when you go in, if he's still, you should check and see if he's still in there. Mm-hmm. And you should go to his room with gold sticker and be like, I forgot to give you your gold sticker yesterday.
Yep.
Here I am.
Legit. Hand delivered. I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding. I need to.
Man. I want an update on this story.
Okay. I'll tell you. I will tell you. He's going to get a sticker. And they're smiley face stickers. They're all different colors.
Like, is it gold? He wants gold.
He wants gold, but I only have like yellow smiley faces, purple smiley faces. It's like rainbow color smiley faces.
Just give me yellow when it's closest to gold.
I am. That's what I plan on doing.
I love gold.
I love gold. What color is a mirror?
Clear. I don't know. Silver.
Is it?
It's see-through because it's glass.
But what?
But it's also reflective.
It's also reflecting. Like in YouTube.
Well, because you see through it.
It depends.
If someone's standing on the other side of it and is not in your peripheral to be able to review, like view it, if someone's standing on the other side of the mirror, can you see them?
If there's...
You can at debauchery. Yep.
Well, that's a different type of fucking... But no, like, can you see them?
Can you see them?
Like, if me and you go in your bedroom right now and I stand in front of your body mirror, mm-hmm. right? And you stand on the opposite side, can I see you?
No.
Right. It's not clear.
Right. That would be translucent. A mirror is reflective.
Because it's got like some silver that's like super shined or what? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how fucking mirrors are great. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I saw it on Facebook one time. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And then they put that seal shit on the back.
Yeah, and that's what makes it reflective. And what kind? If they put the seal shit on everything, why are prison mirrors so fucking cloudy? Because not that I've been in a prison, but I've seen
it. How would you know?
Yeah, exactly.
How
do you know?
They just throw a piece of metal on there and they fucking give it a little bit of a shine and then they screw it up.
Yeah. Or like if you go into like a public bathroom at like a beach or something, those bathrooms.
Dude, I hate those fucking bathroom mirrors.
Right?
I hate the lights in there.
Why? Yeah. Like if mirrors are made all the same way, why do those look like that?
Because it's for safety. They're made out of metal instead of glass. Someone could smash the glass and use it to harm someone. So they don't put those into the prisons or jails, and they don't put them in the bathroom mirrors because you have like people that are go fucking crazy and it's a public restroom. So,
but can't you use metal shards?
Yeah. What do you think shanks are made out of? Anything you can get your hand on.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
What? She's getting the lips.
Yeah. Because I'm just, okay. So if I hit a glass mirror, what's
going to
happen?
It's going to shatter. But if you hit metal, it's going nowhere.
It's going to dent, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to take like an act to get that off. You're gonna have to spend a lot of time to take that mirror off.
Notice.
All right, and then at that point go find something else to fucking hurt someone with if that's the case. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
metal shards, unless you're like putting like a fucking bomb behind it or something to blow it up. Like, realistically, like, where are you getting metal shards from?
Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank. Would find out.
Shawshank. So funny.
Can you imagine like going into like, what if you, how do you shave?
Where?
What? They use the powder.
Huh?
They use the powder.
Like Nair? But no, like powder? Like
the magic powder shit, whatever it is.
I use it. That way you don't get bumps.
You did say that.
Mm-hmm.
But what about their mustaches? Are eyebrows mustaches for your eyes?
Yes.
Yes. So many thoughts just came out, and I'm going, I can't answer all of them at once.
Which one do you want me to answer? Oh, man. That was a... Mm-hmm.
Okay, why do dogs... Like, what's the real reason that dogs sit there and spin before they poop?
To get the air flowing so they don't have to smell it.
Because, like, Pandy, like, when she goes to the bathroom, she will literally, like... It looks like someone, like, literally, like, pulled her string, and she... start spinning in a circle.
She does it really fast too. I don't know, why do they do that? For comfort, to try to find the right spot?
Comfort?
Why? Yeah, like how dogs circle before they lay down.
Yeah, I don't know,
finding the right. Hey Alexa, why do dogs spin before they poop?
Here is an answer from an Alexa Answers contributor. Hold on. Translated. When dogs rotate in circles, scent glands on the balls of their paws are used to release the dog's scent to the ground. A larger marked area is created,
what?
Which demonstrates a stronger presence of your dog in this space.
Okay, first and foremost, I got what she said. So it's a
predatory thing.
It's a predatory thing, but why the fuck does your Alexa sound like that? Because I can hardly understand. Use the balls and you say ghost. Like, that's what I feel like
she's
just
South
said.
African.
Okay.
What's...
I couldn't understand it very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Like, you should be in circles and your balls and it's...
That's not, what she sounded like.
It was exactly what it just sounded like. I was a little confused. I was having a hard time following.
Now she's going to get self-conscious and change her dialect.
No, I'm not. I'm going to keep it and I'm going to make it worse. So what did she say? Because I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, I have no idea. That was the problem. Some about predatory.
So basically, they
to lay their scent.
They lay their scent by doing the circle, and the bigger the area, then when they poop, then the predators will come around because it'll have their scent there and it'll mask the area.
Oh,
yeah.
What are they excreting when they circle?
Scents from their
anal like glands. Anal glands.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's crazy.
Their scent is also like on their skin too. Yeah. Like
in their pores.
In their pores. Like we all have our own scent, right?
Yeah.
And we just don't have the sniffer for that. So the dogs and other animals can, they got the sniffer for it.
They do have a sniffer for it.
Schnazza. The schnazzas.
I wish that I can sniff a lot of things out.
No, not me.
No. Nope.
No.
I'd rather hear more things than I could smell.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah. Especially working in a hospital.
I was just going to say, could you imagine?
A little C. diff, a little GI bleed. Yeah, GI bleed. I'm good.
Those like burn my fucking nose.
Yeah. The first time I smelled one, I threw up. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
You like actually threw up?
Yeah. Because it smelled.
That nice, huh?
Oh, God. It was bad.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're welcome. When you do your first dead body.
Okay.
Oh, I asked Pam about that. Yeah. Because Pam was a transporter, yeah. And I asked her how it was, like what it looked like and how she felt. She goes, the first time I was really nervous. She goes, but then you get used to it. She goes, I love her so much. She goes, and just like I walk into like a room and introduce myself to like the families, hi, I'm Pam, coming to take you, blah, blah, blah. She goes, I would go into the room and say, hi, I'm Pam, I'm here to take you to the morgue. She would introduce herself to the patient. She goes, because they're still like there. And she goes, and for the love of God, tell her when she takes the bodies and they have to put them on like in the coolers to make sure you grab the head for God's sakes. So it doesn't
wait a second. She was told she didn't have to touch the bodies.
You don't
look at her face. Look at her face.
Well, maybe it's not like that at home.
I'm backing out. I'm returning all my scrubs.
Or you can just tell them, like, I'm really not comfortable.
I'll transport grab bodies to the
their head.
Yeah, so it doesn't like clink. It doesn't
don't clink.
You clink away.
Apologize, guys, about your family members. Their head's getting fucking clapped.
Oh, like it's better than their cheeks.
It's better.
Wow.
Wow. Oh my God. Liz, you guys were thinking it. I was not actually.
No, I didn't go sexual with this at all. That is not where my brain went.
We
wow. Is it necromancy? Yeah.
Necrophilia. Wow, girl. Damn.
Is it worse to accidentally like a 2012 photo or accidentally send a voice note mid rant?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to repeat the question because I'm over here in panic. Go ahead. Sit in.
Why are you panicking?
Dead bodies.
You're fine.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
You're going to be with someone.
They're not going to leave you alone. Remember, you can travel in twos.
I know. And here's my thing. If you're really that uncomfortable, if it makes you that uncomfortable, you can probably say, listen, can I please get someone else? I will do 10 jobs for you if you do my blue room.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of part of, like, when me and Ashley were talking about it. Like,
I understand that. No, but
I'm
going
to do it. I know I have to do it. Okay? It's a part of life. I have to just get the fuck over it. I've just never been able to touch a dead body. And that's my problem. Like anybody, even family members that died, I have never been able to put hands on them. So now knowing that I'm going to have to touch their head to put them in the coolers.
Well, you're not going to be touching their body per se. They're going to be inside the bag.
Grab their head.
Inside the bag.
I'm still touching them. Whether it's like touching someone's stomach and being like, I'm not touching your stomach because there's a layer of clothing there.
It's not wrong.
Do you want me to get you like a set of fucking chopsticks and like chop suey in there? Like, fuck, man. I'm
going to go in there with my little like chef hat, like it's hibachi. Oh.
You want the onion volcano?
Okay. Onion volcano.
Onion volcano, then just put me into vinegar and then fire was crematory. Do you want to be cremated?
Oh, shit. This went too dark. We're going to move on, okay? Because I am uncomfortable as fuck right now.
Is it trauma or is it funny?
I know.
It's trauma. It is 100% trauma.
It's very uncomfortable.
Holy shit.
My brain, that was terrible. And then not only are we looking at a fireplace, but
Oh my god.
My fucking cheeks hurt.
They didn't even get clapped. Look at that.
Fuck, man.
All right, fight one mosquito-sized Karen or a Karen-sized mosquito.
What? Is that even a question?
Right, like what?
Okay, so would you rather fight one mosquito-sized Karen or one Karen-sized mosquito?
Bitch, all I gotta take is the bottom of my shoe and whack that bitch. It's dead.
Either way.
Back to death, huh? Okay. So let's move on.
Just kidding.
This is insane.
Can you accidentally fall in love? Or is it just bad judgment and cute packaging?
I'm just going to say it's you can accidentally fall in love. Because is it always bad judgment?
No.
Because you can accidentally fall in love with someone that's just an amazing person. You know what I mean?
And I totally get that.
Thanks.
But what if... I don't know, though. I was going to say maybe it can be an accident. But then again, I don't think anything is an accident. I'm going to go actually philosophical on that and go, I don't think it can be an accident.
All right, Bob Ross.
I'm going to go philosophical for 200 and say I disagree with that.
Tell me.
Because do we not accidentally, sometimes I know like in the past, like I started falling for someone that was just supposed to be my friend that had no interest in me, but I spent too much time with them and it accidentally made me fall in love with them because they were showing me a side that I really liked. And it made me go, wow, I could see myself with that person. And I built its own image in my head of what it could be, which caused me to accidentally fall in love with them because I thought too much about it. But knew that that wasn't going anywhere. But I wasn't trying to fall in love with them on purpose.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Fair. Her argument wins. that tracks.
Ding.
Ding, ding.
Is it still ghosting if you were never emotionally available to begin with?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
How so? Elaborate.
Oh, she wants me to elaborate. She gave me the hand. No, you go ahead. Because let me explain why, right? Because you are still conscious. Thank you. You are still conscious of the choices that you're making, whether you're emotionally or not emotionally available, right? Okay. So when it comes down, you still have the choice to go, I'm not available, or in the mind, in the right mindset to be able to carry on getting to know someone or do something to that extent, right? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, a simple communication of, hey, I need to back off for now and this is just isn't for me or whatever is so much easier than not doing that. So I feel like you can still be emotionally available and still ghost someone or vice versa, you know what I mean? Or not ghost someone by just communicating how you feel.
I agree. I totally agree. And I feel like if there is... Or if there is that conversation of you saying that you aren't available, but yet you still make the effort to be the one to reach out to that person and make plans with that person and talk with that person and flirt with that person and talk about future things that you want to do with that person, but you're still so wrapped up in everything that you have going on and then just stop talking, that absolutely is ghosting. And that absolutely does fall into line of like leading people on.
Yes.
So if you're that emotionally unavailable, don't start it in the first place.
I'm going to agree.
Agreed.
Because at the end of the day, it's hurtful. No matter which way you look at it, it's hurtful.
I agree. 100%.
And no one should have to sit here and spiral.
Facts. But that also falls down to, we are only in control of our own emotions, and are we allowing ourselves to spiral in situations that we're allowing someone else to dictate by their own emotions?
I get what you're saying, but we're still human.
No, absolutely. 100%. I'm not saying that other people's emotions still don't have an effect on us. 100%. But I think we are also in control in how we handle it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
by silence and saying, yeah, I totally understand.
Exactly. All right. Well, so let me ask another question. Okay. are dreams just your brain's private cinema or an emotional dumpster fire?
An emotional dumpster fire.
I like how your head started going 100 miles an hour. Like you helicoptered on that one as you're getting ready. Like, I'm winding this one.
Yeah. No, for sure. And like, dreams are your subconscious trying to come out alive and tell you something about yourself. Period. End of story. Like the shit that you had the other day.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I had a fucked up dream.
Bro.
Well, I don't want to say it was a fucked up dream. It wasn't, okay, fucked up's the wrong thing. It was fucked up to like a weird emotional sense, but it wasn't in the context of fucked up dream. But like, it was like, I felt like I relived a part of my life through Sophia in my dream, but like went to this place and it was, just, I don't know, like I'll have to explain another day, but it was just, yeah, it was a good dream that led me down this like rabbit hole of like when I did like my dream interpretation on it and then like ended up writing like a letter to Sophia. Like it was a whole emotional fucking roller coaster. I can tell you that.
It was amazing how it unfolded. That was really cool.
It was cool.
So I have one. Is he mysterious or is he just unemployed with no social media?
That is your description of below you.
Okay. Like, yeah,
that's,
we've all been there.
Yeah. He lives in grandma's house.
Ooh, fuck.
It's hot in here.
Doesn't have a car, a job, friends,
some wounds,
unhealed trauma,
mommy and daddy fucking issues,
a will to do anything in life,
mm-hmm.
the drive to do anything in life, tons of excuses.
Seeing a pattern.
Victimizes himself. I don't know this person, but that sounds awesome.
Fuck.
He sounds fucked up. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
Do you eat ice cream with a fork or spoon?
Bitch, spoon. I've seen people eat it with a fork, and why the fuck are you doing that?
A psychopath eats it with a fork.
Psychopath.
I feel like called out, and so does Nevaeh, because Nevaeh eats it with a fork.
She's a psychopath too.
She is not a psychopath. No, neither am I. First and foremost.
Wow.
So I think that's something a psychopath would say.
See, if I like my ice cream, like, I mean, rock solid, right?
Yeah, she does.
It's a little rocky road. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. But no, like, I don't like.
Is it the nuts or the fudge that you like?
I like mint chocolate chip. Okay, I'm like. I no, like I like when it's like frozen in the freezer, right? Like where it's still like super solid. That's the kind I'll eat with a fork, right? But like if it's like soft serve, like in like a sundae or like in a cone, no, then I'll spoon that shit or use my mouth, one of the two.
I don't like rock solid ice cream.
You don't? Neither does Nevaeh. She warms that shit up.
So do I. But
in the microwave. So then why does she eat it with a fork?
I don't know. I hate microwaved ice cream.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you soften it up?
Because you soften it.
But it's ice cream. It's supposed to be cold and fucking hard.
Why am I chewing my ice cream?
Because it's delicious.
No, you're supposed to lick ice cream. Like
when you put it on a spoon, are you okay? Stop that.
When you immediately stop. Yeah. I knew it was pissing you off.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I was seeing red, so I was being rageful. Do you lick it off the spoon or do you just put your mouth around the spoon and pull it off?
I put my mouth around the spoon and pull it off.
Yeah.
And I let it melt in my mouth.
She's a lesbian, everyone.
I like extra cherry on mine.
Oh, isn't that gone right now?
The maraschinos?
Oh.
I thought we were talking about ice cream here.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Let's see. Is therapy a replacement for closure or just a refund for bad dating decisions?
A refund for bad dating decisions.
Why? I need elaboration here.
I'm only speaking from personal experience. I'm just saying.
Okay, but why?
How do you think my dating experience has been, wife?
No. I'm not saying. No, the question was therapy, though.
Yeah.
Both of you fucking Bobsy twins over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay, so if it's therapy, are you feeling like you're getting a refund or do you feel like you're learning to close that out?
I'm not really going philosophical on this one. I'm literally going funny and going, it's a refund for bad dating decisions.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
It'd be closure. That's what it come down to. Because one, even though I don't go to therapy and all that other shit, like if I'm doing it for myself, it's because I'm trying to close that portion of that chapter out of my life and be done with it.
For sure.
So yeah. That's all.
I get it. Therapy's really great.
Yeah.
Speaking of therapy and knowing yourself, is your personality your real self? Or is it just a survival tactic that got really good at socializing?
I think it's a survival tactic, honestly.
Yeah, on that one.
That got really good at socializing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that latter on that one because...
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it becomes part of your personality, of course. But, I mean, in all reality here for a second, like, we learn to survive.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go with survival for $200.
Yeah, same. I think that good at socializing your personality is just what we do. That's what it is. I'm agreeing with you.
Agreed. Should laundry count as cardio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially in your house.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. 100% it should.
Yeah, I'm washing for all of Brevard County at this point.
You are? Mm-hmm.
Tide should sponsor you.
The Humane Society.
I should have stock in Tide.
You should.
No, really.
Yeah. No, I use Gain, not Tide, but still. Whatever. Either way.
Whatever.
And the laundry baskets.
I should be gaining some muscles and that's not happening.
Yes. And going up and downstairs and folding and washing.
I don't have to go downstairs.
Oh.
My laundry's upstairs.
No, I know. But like, what about the kids downstairs?
Oh, that's them.
You don't grab-
they don't do their laundry. They do their own damn laundry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My oldest, they do their own laundry. Actually, most of my kids do their own laundry minus my youngest and then me and Eric. But I feel like that's still a lot. But a lot of times they leave their shit in there and then I end up having just to fold it and then give it back to them. And
you
they
have
do the
to
holler.
Like climb Mount Everest just to be able to get to the washer.
I just cleaned the laundry room the other day. Like it was empty. I was like, it's so pretty right now. And then like they went to the beach. 2 minutes later, I had like 14 towels and blankets on the floor.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, bro, for real right now.
I don't know how you deal. That would drive me insane.
Yeah.
It does drive me insane. Why do you never see baby pigeons? Like, where do they grow up?
University of Florida.
That's the bat house. Have you seen the bats at Gainesville?
No, I have not.
Dude, they have a whole bat house. It's fucking insane at night. Like, people just gather around.
And watch the bats?
Yeah. Like, the bats come out of...
Like, we're in Gotham City?
Dude, they made a house for the bats. Like, it's their research center for, like, bats and shit. I don't know. But they made a house there. And at night, people gather around, like it's right next to the sunflowers and all their plants and stuff. And when the sun starts going down, all the fucking bats just right outside the fucking house. And you see them all just flock out. It's insane. It's insane.
That's fucking crazy.
It is crazy. Wild.
I had a bad experience with bats when I was pregnant with Logan.
What happened?
I was like 8.5 months pregnant with Logan and I was trying to walk him to like get him out, right? But he was so heavy, I felt like I had a bowling ball between my legs at all times, right? Mm. So I used to walk the block. Well, at nighttime, where we used to live, there was bats because there were so many trees. And I had a bat that kept, like, swooping down and would, like, fucking tap the top of my head as it was going. I was so frozen, get caught in my hair. So here I am, like, literally, like, barrel-hugging my stomach and trying to run without feeling like he was just going to fall out of me. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
As I'm running. And my ex was like dying. Like, I mean, fucking tears coming out of his eyes because he was laughing so damn hard. Because here I am, fucking hobble running my way down the street screaming because a bat keeps tapping the top of my head.
Did the running help Logan come out?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
He was still induced.
God bless.
Yeah, he was my only child that was hard to get out.
Stubborn.
The other two was like, whew.
They just cleared the way.
No.
I'm ready.
Time to get the hell out.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
Poor thing.
Can you forgive someone if their apology was in lowercase with no punctuation?
I mean, yeah. I hate to say it that way. Yeah, because if they're like writing down an apology and they just are illiterate, I would be okay with just accepting the apology because I know they're trying at least. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
She's like, nah, you better like use right capitalization. You better use some commas.
We grown around here.
Yeah.
We speak up for when we make mistakes.
I would still forgive them.
Yeah. I wouldn't hold a grudge, but I also wouldn't talk to you the same way I do anymore.
Would you be like,
are you talking in Ebonics?
From now on, guys.
Yep.
My body's broken. Kid hand the fuck out of them.
Oh my God.
Should you be allowed to scroll on TikTok when you're in the middle of a deep conversation?
It's so fucking rude, and I can't stand people who do that. No.
Unless I'm on the phone and you don't know.
Yep. Because then sometimes, no, but you'll know, because I can only focus on one thing at a time.
I know, you know the same when I do the same thing. You'll be talking and I'll say, like, are you listening? Yeah, I'm listening.
No, you're not.
What did I just say?
Yes.
I heard what you said. Don't worry. I heard. I was paying attention. Go ahead, keep going.
Exactly. Like,
no, it's so fucked up. Especially if it's something deep and emotional, then no, it's fucked up. But if it's deep and your conversations with that person are always deep, then you're just...
You know my promise.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. I'm about to be...
Oh, God.
Okay, so here's my problem. When the conversation starts to lack intelligence, struggle to stay in the conversation and keep going. Mm-hmm. So instead, I will try to figure out something else to do to keep me occupied so I can stay around for a conversation. But I struggle. So sometimes I find that I will get on my phone mid-conversation because I'm just feeling like it's going in circles or something like that. And that's with everybody. I do that.
But are
I
you,
try not to.
Are you listening, though?
I am.
Are you?
Yes. I'm really good at multitasking. I just need my brain to, like, flash other things, like, and see other things at times. I think that's just ADHD, if you want my honest opinion. But, yes, I try. Like, I normally don't always do that. But if the conversation's going on for, like, an hour and I'm now losing interest in the conversation and I feel like it's starting to lack intelligence, yeah, I'm, like, I start dipping out real quick.
That makes me question sometimes I talk to you if I'm lacking intelligence. So I need to make sure that I got, like, my game up or something.
No. Okay. So, like, when conversations circle and we keep repeating the same things over and over and over and over again, that's where I feel like it starts to lack intelligence because we're not moving forward. We're just literally staying halted in one position and just talking about it over again.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that would bother me too.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're listening, and technically you are listening because you're listening to the same motherfucking thing that you have for the past 55 minutes.
Right. So if you ask me what you just said, I'm going to be able to repeat it because you're going to say the same shit you just said.
Oh, yeah. She is listening. She's very engaged. I love that she listens to me very well. I'm going to throw in there, like, Blue Bunny in the middle of a fucking conversation the next time that I'm talking to you just to make sure and go, what was my keyword, Jessica?
Was it purple elephant?
No, it wasn't. And it's not going to be Blue Bunny next time. I'm just letting you know.
I know.
Oh, white hydrangeas.
What?
White hydrangeas.
They said white hydrants.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I know red ones. I know there's white ones.
There's yellow ones too.
There is yellow ones.
Should you have to pay a fine every time you say, I'm done with him, and then text back? I'm saying yes because I've done it. Yeah, I'd be too. A broke bitch. I would be.
Yeah, I'd be pretty broke. In the past. I'd be pretty good now. But
what is that face, Valerie?
Because she's feeling it. She's feeling a little called out. She's silent here. It's like literally there's no noise. Perfect.
Oh shit.
Wait, where is it?
Oh no. Oh god.
There it is. There it is. That's what I was going for.
Oh god.
Oh shit.
I almost just passed out.
Were you holding your breath?
Mm-mm. I laughed so hard and literally almost just passed out. That was weird.
Is it okay to take a personality test just to send the results and then ghost?
It's fucking genius.
Oh shit. It's a good question, right?
It is a good question. It's a valid question.
My mouth is still open. My jaw is on the floor because that is a fucking genius idea.
You're like, I'm doing that tonight.
Tonight, huh? But I'm gonna send it to the other ones and then just literally, well, they talk at me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They're just gonna be like, so how was your day?
Yeah, I know.
It's cool. I didn't care anyways.
Fine. I didn't read that. What was that that you sent me?
Oh my god. Is liking your own like Instagram or Facebook like post, is that like confidence or chaos?
That's chaos.
You're liking your own?
Yeah.
I don't understand people that like their own post.
Ew.
I like my own posts if I post some about my kids. Because I'm like, yeah, it's my babies. I love that. You know what I mean?
But outside, obviously, like, if it's you liked me, it if you posted it.
No, I know. But I only do that like if it's like my kids.
But you, like, posted it.
I know. I still like it anyways. But if it's like someone posting about me, no, I don't do that shit. Like, so I'm like, yeah, I don't like that, but I'm going to do it anyways. I'm like,
post the but story. Why are you liking your own post? Even if it's about
your children. Why do they give you the option to like your own post?
So just because they tell you you can do it, you're going to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. If it's for my babies, absolutely.
But we know you liked it because yeah, you posted it.
I know. But then they shouldn't give the people the option if it was such an issue.
But what's the reasoning behind you liking your own post that we know you already liked?
Because I want to. Because I like it. I don't give a fuck if what everybody else thinks.
That's fine. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get in your mindset.
I don't know. I don't understand the mindset either. I just like it.
You know what?
Fuck it. Right out. Out. It tracks, so it's cool.
Oh, shit.
Stop pushing everything. Jeez.
Sorry.
Oops, sorry.
Can you ghost someone and still post communication is everything?
No, you should not be allowed to.
Off and then with their like head. The post.
Off with their head if you're doing that shit.
That tracks.
I love communication. It's my love language.
Yeah, is it?
And then again, you get the... You know what I mean? It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely not. Keep going, crickets.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. If you sit in silence and still feel overstimulated, is that just being alive now?
Wait, if you sit in silence and feel overstimulated?
And still feel overstimulated, is that just being alive now?
Bro.
Yeah?
That's deep because I don't know that I've ever felt overstimulated in silence.
No. Unless the thoughts just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know if that's so much like that's just life now or if that's like I'm overstimulated by what's going on in my life. Same reason I would be overstimulated in a normal general stance. There's just too much.
Yeah. That's depression and you need meds and therapy. Moving on.
I therapy myself. Just
kidding. This is therapy.
Is that the five fingers again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Should I can fix him be considered a mental health diagnosis?
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yep. Fixeritis.
And I'm sick.
Fixeritis. They make medicine for that.
They do.
It doesn't always work, though.
Yeah. No.
Or can you really call it closure if it ends with a hookup? And whoever's fucking doing the mouth thing.
It's me. Oops, sorry. All right, go ahead, repeat your question. I'm sorry.
Can you really call it closure if it ends with a hookup?
No, I don't think you can. If you're trying to hook up with someone after you're like, you know, you're done, is that closure? I don't know. What do you think? I'm going to keep using the sound today because I'm getting a lot of it.
Well...
Starting to feel like Valerie with the Tay-Tay bug. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Wow.
Damn.
Sorry.
Holy fuck.
All right. Well, now that we're back on, so.
Oh, my Jesus.
Where were we?
What was the question?
One more time for the people in the back. Can you really call it closure if it ends with a hookup?
Yeah, I'm going to get mine.
Oh, okay.
Go, you do you, boo.
Did you answer the question?
I
asked it like 16 times.
No, so. I know, but what was your answer on that? What do you think?
No, I don't think you can because I think that's that olive branch.
It is extending an olive branch or it's just extending the arm.
Speaking of extending an olive branch, if you accidentally like someone's post from like 42 weeks ago, should you fake your own death?
Yep.
Blocked. I'm dead on Facebook.
Not
Facebook
doing it.
Got deleted.
Oh, shit. And every time I've done that, I like panicked. As soon as I did it in the past, I'd be like, oh my God.
And then you get that text. What's up?
What are you doing? See you snooping.
No.
Inspector Gadget.
Snoop.
Should therapy come with punch cards? Like 5 sessions and your next toxic man gets blocked for free?
That would be so nice.
Yes.
I mean, I don't do it, but I think it'd be really nice.
It's so much money. Yes, it's so much fucking money. And absolutely.
Is putting ketchup on eggs a love language or a warning sign?
A warning love language.
Sign. What?
Wait, what kind of eggs are we talking?
Like scrambled.
Oh, that's fine.
That's a love language.
I don't know why I went straight to like boiled. I was like, what the fuck?
Ew. Who eats boiled eggs?
Ew, with ketchup?
Wait. like hard-boiled eggs. For some reason, I was imagining someone like cracking an egg open and just pouring it in boiling water, like you're trying to poach it, basically, right? But without like the rest of the shit that's in it, and it just being like fucking on top of the water, and then pouring fucking ketchup on that with no seasoning.
Ew.
No. Ew.
Yeah.
No. I know. That's
what I like. How we all just had different interpretations of the question. Right.
Right. Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
And I thought about this because I want someone to come in like and like do housekeeping.
Okay.
But. Is it okay? It goes both ways because I kind of feel like if my house, well, my house is never a pigsty,
right?
But is it delusional of me to clean beforehand?
No, I used to clean, right? Like I used to do that for like a living, like back in the day, right? We actually appreciated people cleaning up because see, there's a difference. Like what type of cleaning are you doing? Let me ask that first.
I'm wiping down my counters. I'm cleaning out the sink. I'm taking things. The garbage out. I'm vacuuming.
Well, then why are you hiring a cleaning supply company?
Because I need like dusting and baseboards. Like I need like a deeper clean. And like my mirrors I won't do.
So I'll just say this. Like you, I mean, if you prefer to do that, I mean, do it. But realistically, like cleaning out your sink, that's one thing. Like we're not people like that are coming in to like clean your house. They're not normally there to do your dishes.
Right.
But as long as there's no dishes in the sink, they will scrub your sink. Like they can scrub the inside of the sink when they're cleaning the kitchen and shit, but they're going to vacuum. Like they're going to vacuum the whole house and mop.
Oh.
Like their way out. You know what I mean? Like they'll, that's like end tact. Like at the end of the bit, what they'll do is once everything else is done, they'll move all their shit to the door except for the vacuum and the mopping. And then they'll vacuum the rooms first. And then they'll hit the hardwood and they'll make their way down. And then they'll come back where there's hardwood or tile and they'll mop literally their way out the door without leaving footprints.
Oh.
So,
okay,
I mean,
never mind.
I think you're wasting your time. I don't find it like you're being crazy or anything, but in the same aspect, like you're just doing the work they're already going to do. So you're just creating double work.
Oh.
So, but like cleaning up to an extent of like picking up your own mess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not leaving 400 pounds of crumbs on the counter or that kind of stuff. Like that's helpful. Just less work for them to have to do. But at the end of the day, they're still going to do it.
Okay.
So.
Fair. I just thought it was delusional, but I guess not.
No, I don't think it's delusional.
Okay.
I think it's just like being tidy.
Okay. Fair. That's how I live.
If you're finishing someone's sentences, are you helping?
Sandwiches?
Yeah. Are you helping or are you being controlling?
Controlling.
Really?
Are they asking you, like, if are they having trouble speaking?
Or are they not speaking fast enough for you?
Or are we just taking out of context? I don't know. Like, I look at, like, the aspect of how many times we finish each other's sentences. Are we trying to be controlling?
No, I think it's different for us because we just know each other. I see what you're saying. <That's
tricky. laughs> I was like, wait. I mean, if someone's finishing your sentence for you, obviously they know you.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it can be if like someone's like, hey, what would you like to eat or drink? And they're like, oh, she wants this or he wants this. Like I can see that being controlling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like not allowing someone to speak up for themselves if they have or like an able body to be able to do so or they want to. But I think in other aspects, sometimes it's just, I don't know. Like I feel like it's just normal. It's like helping, like, especially if you guys are on the same wavelength.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of being a hypocrite because we all do that with each other. But we both said controlling off rip, so what the fuck's that about?
We should dive deeper in this because there's some root causes for that. It's just controlling.
Yeah, no, on next episode we're gonna talk about diving deep, but today absolutely fucking not. We're not diving.
We're very shallow.
We're shallow today. We absolutely
she's no diving.
If you call your overthinking intuition, does it count as a psychic gift?
If you're delusional,
not necessarily, because sometimes my intuition is spot motherfucking on, bitch.
Repeat the question then.
If you call your overthinking intuition, does it count as a psychic gift?
I think it depends on the situation, because I think a lot of times people overthink and create fake stories that are not true in some situations, and then other times it's right. Because we're overthinking a situation. So I think it just depends on the circumstance.
But what happens if that intuition is 7 to 8 out of 10 times correct?
There's still the 3 times that it wasn't.
Okay. But 80 to 90% chance is something being right.
In most situations, for you in that situation, I guess so. But I think that you overthink when bad things start to happen only. Like when you're like, it's, and it's just truly like in relationships. That's when you overthink.
Not just that, because I do it at work too. But I do that at work too. I have spicy intuitions at work, and I'm like, usually I'm 9 out of 10 times correct.
Okay, is that a psychic ability, or is that
you? I don't think I'm psychic.
No. Like, well, a psychic gift or whatever you'd said. Is it that, or is it you just being intuitive and being able to read a room?
Yeah. Second part. Moving on.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit of both.
It could.
I think you're just really good because of shit that you've gone through in your past that you're able to learn how to overanalyze, read a room, and follow your intuition in a lot of situations.
And isn't it crazy that people in situations constantly repeat itself?
Wild. Yeah.
Wild.
Anyways, I think that's about a wrap for today.
Yep.
I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm ready to go home and go to bed.
Are you really?
I am. I'm a little tired for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think I'm exhausted. And this one had no substance, and I liked it that way today.
Yeah.
Brains didn't have to brain.
Our brains didn't have to brain. As much as we love helping everybody, it's nice every now and then just to take a break.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
With that being said, may your aura stay strong, your ex stay blocked, and your petty never catch up to your karma.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
On that note, go ahead and make sure you guys are following us on all social media platforms, and you can always listen and tune in to any of our podcasts on all major platforms. And if you have any stories you want us to tell, why are you laughing?
Because she's unhinged.
She is unhinged.
Oh, God.
She's exhausted. Don't mind her. Email us. Tell us your love language. Tell us your stories. Tell us all your dirty little secrets at unhingedmemoirs@gmail.com.
Or even if you just want to hear us talk about a certain thing.
Ooh, episode ideas.
Episode ideas are good too, people.
Yes, yes.
Carrots or hay, what do you prefer?
What?
Carrots.
Carrots, 100%.
Anywho.
Anywho.
We love you all. Bye.